Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Thursday, this week. Yeah. Flying by to me.
Man, October is flying by.
Yeah.
No, the year.
That's true.
Yeah. True.
That's because you enjoy your job. Oh, I had a job at Ford. My year was dragging. It's just June.
Dragging jobs. You're right.
Man.
It's just what, June?
Yeah. And then when you're ugly, it go by fast anyway.
Oh, Tommy, stop. Oh, you see Tommy throw his arms up in the air like this again.
Man, I'm just getting tired of him coming here thinking he
Oh, them was his arms?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you
see, you didn't even know
I thought they was his hands. My bad.
Oh.
What's wrong with my arm?
Look, ain't nothing wrong with your arm.
Do it again. Do it again. Lean back on the chair.
It just that,
man, I'm telling you right now, that doctor, you got to do great work.
Because let me tell you something, man. When you hold your arms up and they still in the frame.
Yeah. He's done. Your doctor do great work, though.
Getting you that guys.
I'm done with y'all today, man.
All right. Ready for your closing, Steve?
Hey, yeah, here we go. Here's my closing remarks. I was reminded of something my father used to say to me all the time. He said, son, if somebody always got to tell you what they do and who they are, it probably ain't true. What? If somebody always got to tell you who they are and what they do, it's probably not true. And you know something, as I've gotten older, and I think back on things my father said to me, man, that just rings so true, man. And you got to be aware of people in your circle, people that's in your life, that's always wanting credit. Especially, man, if you find yourself in a position to pass it out and you overlook them. Oh, my goodness. Have you ever done that? Have you ever taken the time out to give God the glory? I mean, just really sit up and go, man, I want to thank the Lord for just keeping me, for making me, for giving me this life, for allowing me to live the way I live, Heavenly Father, that it's been so much greater than where I was. And somebody heard you say it and then wanted credit for that? That's amazing, man. I've seen it all because I've been around a long time. So what I'm saying to everybody is, know who in your life deserves real credit. And the one person that you can constantly count on in that is God. God really does deserve the real credit. And anybody trying to take it outside of that is really just asking for something they really don't even deserve. Because when they get through trying to take credit in your life for what they want to take credit for, who gave them the power? Who gave them the position? Who gave them the ability to wake up in the morning? That same God that wakes you up in the morning, you know, did have to wake them up. But they so busy getting credit, they don't give credit back to God for even waking them up. They want to constantly come around in your circle and take credit for this and that. Listen, y'all, be aware of that. Get stronger in your relationship with God. That don't mean you got to go to a certain church or a certain building. You can start developing a relationship with God with where you are right now. He does not require you to wait till Sunday to put on a certain type of clothes and walk in a certain door. That's not a requirement. Now, is going to church and temples and halls good for you? Yeah, of course. It's always good to fellowship with like-minded people. It talks about that. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking that at all. But listen to me. Don't wait until then. Don't put off to Sunday what you can easily do today. You can have a conversation with God today. Well, Steve, I don't really know how to pray. You know how to talk, don't you? That's all it is. It's a word of an exchange. Here's a suggested way to pray. Before you ask God for anything, how about if you just start with thanking him? Just start by thanking him for all the things he's done for you. That's not hard to come up with. That's how you really go. You know, it's really hard to ask people for something without having thanked them for what they've done. Like I use the analogy all the time. If a person came by your house every morning and just asked you for a cup of sugar, and you don't really know what it's for, but you cool person, so you just give them a cup of sugar. They take the sugar and they just turn around and walk away. And they come back the next day and they ask you for another cup of sugar. And you don't really know what's going on, but you're trying to help this person because maybe they need it. You pour them another cup of sugar. But as soon as you give them the sugar, they just turn around and walk away. How many days could this person come back to your house without you saying, hey, hold on. First of all, man, every time I give you this sugar, you just take it and walk it away. You don't have the manners to say thank you. Or how many times would be for, hey, man, hey, what you doing with all this sugar? But the real problem is you don't like doing stuff for people and they don't have no sense of gratitude for it. It just bothers you. Well, you're lucky God ain't like that, because God lets you come all the time without ever saying thank you and just honors your request anyway. He wakes you up every day, and without you ever having to say thank you, he said, I'm going to just do it for you because you don't know no better. But if you would change that one thing and just start thanking him for the small things, the more gratitude you show to God, the more things he will give you to have gratitude for. That's a principle of success. Stop worrying about what other people think and start wondering what God might think. Start by thanking him. That's how you open your prayer. And then right after you thank him, tell him what you want. Yeah. Ask, believe, and receive. That's how the prayer works. Y'all have a great day. See y'all tomorrow, God willing. And tomorrow, here's my promise to you. If you wake me up, I'm going to be ignorant tomorrow.
Come on, boy.
Nice. I promise you that. Bye.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.